Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Tomi nishcha b'shmoinu mechza v'korev b'tishu mechza. The zman shchita of the Tomi Shobeinu Rabbayim was from shmoinu mechza. We're talking about shoy zmaniyos. The day is divided into 12 chalokim, however big the day, and each chalik is considered a shah, like the Ramah brings down in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, and as the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Dalid brings the Machlokes HaPoskim as to whether we're moine from Amud HaShachar until Seis HaKechovim or from Neitz HaChama until Shkiyas HaChama. The Mishnah is telling us that if the eight and a half shoy zmanis have elapsed, that was the zman of the shchitas atomen shel beino abayim. What's not so clear here is the hemshich of the Mishnah, v'korev b'tishu mechza. The Mishnah tells us that the hakrova v'korev b'tishu mechza. Rashi says, "V'korei b'tishu mechza gemar hakrovosoi, shahoyu shoyin shoachas vasiyosoi." There are two possibilities how to interpret what Rashi is saying. Gemar hakrovosoi. Does Rashi mean gemar hakrovosoi the haktoras evorim, which Rashi refers to as the gemar hakrova? Every korban has dalar avodas adam, shchita kabbalah hilacha zrika, and what we call haktoras emurim on an oila, oila satomid, the evorim are also hooked up. Rashi means gemar hakrovosoi the haktoras evorim of the talmid shalbeinu abayim. Shahoyushoyin shahachas. Rashi is explaining why was the haktoras evorim done Betishu Mechza, because the process up until the Haktorah, this all took a whole hour. The Hefshed, the Nituach, the skidding process, the Melicha, it all took time. And therefore, by the Haktorah's Eivorim, it was already Tishu Mechza. This is the way that Pnei Yeshua, I found in Likutim, interprets the Rashi. According to this, the Mishnah is not telling us a din. The Mishnah is telling us a metzius. V'korev v'tishu mechza, as a result of the hefshed benituach, the malicha that took an hour, when it came to the aktoris eivorim, it was already tishu mechza. There's another way how to interpret the Rashi. That Rashi is saying, "V'kore betishu mechza gemar hakrovosoi," that the hakrova was over by tishu umechza. That means that the shchitas atomer was taka b'shmoinu umechza, but from the shchita up until including the Haktorah Seivorim, the Haktorah was already finished when it came Tishu Mechza. This is the way the Rishash in Brachis Daf Chavovah Mebeis interprets the Rashi. According to this, it's Mestaber that the Mishnah is telling us a din that the Korban has to be Korev. It has to be called completely by Tishu Mechza, possibly like the Tosafos Rashba speaks out, because there were other avodas after the Tomei Shobeinu Abayim that we want to still leave some time for them to be done. These are the two ways how to read the Rashi. Either v'korei b'Tishu Mechza means that Haktoras Eivorim was done b'Tishu Mechza, or V'kor b'teshu mechza, the Haktorah was completed. That means the Haktorah Seivorim was done before Tishu Mechza. And according to the second way, it's Mestaber that the Mishnah is telling us a din, that it had to be done B'Tishu Mechza. There's a Pirish Rash Sriloi in the Yerushalmi in Brochis, in the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar. He speaks out like the Pnei Yeshua. Korev B'Tishu Mechza is referring to the Aktoris Eivorim that was done B'Tishu Mechza. He explains that's why the Zman, Mincha Tefillah of Mincha Ktana, is Mincha Ktana that the Gemara tells us in Brochis Daf Chavovim Beis. The Zman Mincha Ktana is B'Tishu Mechza. It's possible that that's what Rashi in Brochis Daf Chavovim Beis and the Rashbam, the beginning of Avi Psochim, that's what they mean when they quote this Mishnah, Bekore B'Tishu Mechza, as a reason why the Zman Tfilas Mincha Ktana was B'Tishu Mechza. Because the Aktor Seivorim was done B'Tishu Mechza, and the Zman Tfilas Mincha was Niskan Keneged, the Aktor Seivori Atomen. Very interesting going at the beginning, in Shnei Saliyot, the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShach in Brochos, the going explains that Mincha is called, why call it Mincha? Taisus already later in Psochem Kuvzdav Kuvzayin is Niskasha. Why is it called Min? Why do we call it Mincha? So the Goyin explains over there because it was Niskan Keneged, the Minchas HaTomid of the Tomid Shalbeinu Abayim. The Goyin would appear that the Goyin is learning that the Haktoris Eivorim was completed. The Seder was, the Talmud was brought, the Aktoris Eivorim of the Talmud, then came the Ktoires, then came the Minchas Nisochim, the Soilus of Nischei Atomid, then came the Chavite Koyin Godel, and then came the Yayin of the Nischei Atomid, and then the Avlokas HaNeirois. The Goyin seems to learn that the Toires was also in was hooked on in the hour between Shmoinu Mechza and Tishu Mechza, and this, when the Mishnah says V'kore B'Tishu Mechza, that was the Zman of the Minchas HaTomid, the Minchas Nesochim of the Tomid. The Rishash also reads the Mishnah V'kore B'Tishu Mechza that was completed, but he seems to learn that the not only the Minchas HaTomid was in the hour between Shmoinu Mechza and Tishu Mechza, but even the Minchas Nesochim as well was Korev during that hour. So that's hard to understand according to the Rishash why this man Mincha Ktana was B'Tishu Mechza. The Tishu Mechza comes out wasn't even a Zman for the Minchas Nesochim from the Tomid. But okay, these are the two ways how to learn in the Korev B'Tishu Mechza. The Mishnah is Mamshich Ba'avi Psochim Nishchat B'Shivu Mechza B'Korev B'Shmoinu Mechza Bein B'Choil Bein B'Shabbos. Like all the Madiyomim in the Gemara, Bein B'Shabbos is going on the Reisha of the Talmud that was Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza V'Kor B'Tishu Mechza a whole year, that was on Shabbos as well. Like the Gemara explains, Gzeira Mishum Choil. Like all the Madiyomim, it's going on the Reisha, except like Rabba Abaye Rovab, except like Rabba Ba'ula, Aliva the Rabbi Akiva, like the Gemara says on Amid Beis. But the Mishnah, interestingly, the Mishnah says, Ba'avi psochem aloshin rabim, that Tzlach wants to say that the Mishnah is implying even Pesach Sheni. That's why the Mishnah, it's stated in the Mishnah in a plural form. Why is it written in a plural form? To imply even Pesach Sheni was also, the Talmud was also Nishchat B'Shevu Mechza V'Kor B'Shmoinu Mechza. L'chure, Taisus in Yuma, says that a tremendous chiddush that the Pesach Sheini was able to be brought even before the Talmud Shalbeinu Abayim. So L'chore, by Pesach Sheini, that wasn't a siba why the Talmud should be brought the Nishchat B'Shevu Mechza V'Kor B'Shmoinu Mechza, because the whole reason why the Talmud was Nishchat and Korev an hour before was because the Psochim had to be brought after the Talmud. But if Pesach Sheni could be brought before the Talmud, So l'chayr, there's no reason why it should be the Talmud should be nishcha b'shevu mechza and be kor b'shmoinu mechza. Okay. Chal erev Pesach liyos b'erev Shabbos. If erev Pesach falls out on erev Shabbos, nishcha b'sheshu mechza b'kor b'shevu mechza va'pesach achrov is l'chayr going back on the middle case as well. That's the reason why when it came erev Pesach, the Talmud had to be brought before the regular Shmoinu Mechza and Tishu Mechza. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili Om Rabbi Shu Ben Levi. Rabbi Shu Ben Levi says, the Om HaKras HaKeves Echel Tasev HaBei Gebeis HaKeves HaSheni Tasev Bein HaBayim Cholkeyu Lebein Shnei Arovim Bei Sho Yisro Mechza Lekan Shei Sho Yisro Mechza Lekan Vesho Achas Lasi Yosei. Now, Rabbi Shu Ben Levi has a drosha that the Talmud was Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza. Now, this drasha, like the Yerushalmi speaks out, it's only l'chatchil. Rabbi Shu Ben Levi is also moide that the Talmud could be brought after Chatzos, even before Shmoinu Mechza, like it's mavu in the Mishnah later on Daf Samach Aleph from Amud Aleph. Shochdoi koidem l'Talmud kosher, as long as it's nishchat after Chatzos. So obviously, Rabbi Yishu Malevi only means l'chatchila, and that's mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Mosav Rava still is asking. It says in the Mishnah, "Bavi Psachim Nishcha B'Shevu Mechza V'Kol B'Shmoyinu Mechza B'Michol B'Shabbos V'Yisal G'daydach B'Shmoyinu Mechza Doi Raisa Heichi Makdim Inolei." How is it possible to be makdim the Talmud on Erev Pesach if the din the zman Shmoyinu Mechza is a zman Doi Raisa? Even though the Chayra, like it says in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yishu Malevi is also moide that the Zman Shmoinu Mechza is only l'chatchila. Nevertheless, Rava held that Be'avi Psochim, the Zman of Shmoinu Mechza, should remain. There's one main point that has to be spoken about, is that the Tzlach is Nesoyer to this, is that the Chayra, the seem to be two separate machloiksim in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi. According to Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Beinu Abayim Erev, which like Rashi explains, means when the tzeil is noita l'mayrev, that's from Chatzos. If the 6 hours have elapsed, it's considered Erev, Beinu Abayim, where the tzeil is noita l'mayrev. Another Nekuda, Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, holds that the Zman of Shmoinu Mechza is Doraisa. Rava argues, and he holds that the Zman of Shmoinu Mechza is not Doraisa. Because if it would be Doraisa, then Be'avi Psochem, it should also be Nishchat, the Talmud should also be Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza. Now, the question is, Rashi is Kemat Mefurish, and Rabbi Kiva Eger learns like that in Rashi, like Rabbi Beinu Chananel speaks it out, B'Soif Dvorov, that according to Rava, Be'erev, Beinu Abayim, Mishayinotu Tzilu Le'erev, means from Sheish U'mechza. Now, Mehechetese, what's the premise for Rava to argue in this other prat and say that Erev Tzilei Noita is B'Sheish U'mechza as opposed to Sheish? It comes out that there are two separate machloiksim that seemingly are not connected one to another. Again, the first machloikis is if the Zman Shmoinu Mechza is Doraisa. According to Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, it's Doraisa. According to Rava, it's only the Rabbonon. Another machloikis, according to Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, the Zman Erev or Bein Abayim Tzilei Noita is B'Sheish and not B'Sheish U'mechza. According to Rava, it's B'Sheish U'mechza. These two machloikis l'chayr don't seem to be connected. Like the Tzlach asks, what was Rava's Hechrach? That Tzilei Noita is B'Sheish U'mechza. L'chura, according to the way the Maharal Zeruah explains, L'chura, the pshat has to be as follows. That the both machloiksim are really, in essence, one in its source. You know, there's one machloikis that is a consequence of the other, but in essence, it's really one machloikis. And that is, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that when the Mishnah says Tom and Nishcha b'shmoinu mechza, it's a zman midoiraisa. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi has a drosha, it says in the pasuk Beinu Abayim Hidashins Cholkeu lebein shnei arovim. Bei shoisu mechza lekan, shtei shoisu mechza lekan, b'sho achas la'asiyosa. According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that's a zman midoiraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Levi held, when the Mishnah says in the Sefer, when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, then the Talmud was Nishchat B'Sheish U'Mechza. Is Rabbi Shua ben Levi understood that, and this the Maharal Zeruah explains in Simin Reish Yutes, he understood that Sheish U'Mechza is also a Kiyum Din of Chalkeu Lebein Shnei Arovim. Chalkeu Lebein Shnei Arovim doesn't necessarily have to be with two equal parts. It could be as long as it's not right after Chatzos. There's a chelik that has passed after Chatzos. That's also enough to be considered chalkeu. The Mashal already asks L'chayr. It says Ben Abayim by Korban Pesach over there. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is moida. It's not b'shmoinu mechza. So the Maharal Zeruah explains. He's nesoyre to this. He says chalkeu doesn't necessarily have to mean two equal parts. So according to this, it's a very, very gishmak. Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that there's a drash of chalkeu because he learns the shmoinu mechzes adin d'iraisa. Now on erev Pesach, when it falls out on erev Shabbos, there it's nishcha b'sheishu mechza as opposed to sheish because of the din chalkeu that. Chalkeu says even if l'chatchile can't be two equal parts, the shmoinu mechza, but at least it should be a little time should elapse after chatzos, and that's why it's sheishu mechza as opposed to sheish, even though it's muchach in the drosha that ba'erev means sheish, because if not, we wouldn't be able to know the Zman of Shmoinu Mechza. Shmoinu Mechza we only deduce from the drosha of Chalkeu Lebein Shnei Arovim, Shtei Shoyisu Mechza Lekan, Shtei Shoyisu Mechza Lekan. That's only possible if Erev or Bein Abayim means Sheish, as opposed to Sheishu Mechza. That Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, it was B'Sheishu Mechza, that's because the Chalkeu tells us that there has to be some time should pass after Chatzos before we shech the Talmud. This is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. However, Rava held that the Talmud, that says in the Mishnah, Talmud Nishchat b'shmoinu mechza, it's not a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanon. Like Rava proves from the fact that Ba'avi Psochem Nishcha B'Shev U'Mechza Ibisal Kedaydech B'Shmoinu Mechza D'Iraisa Hechmak D'Minolei. So Rava proves from this it has to be that Shmoinu Mechza is not a Din D'Iraisa. If it's not a Din D'Iraisa, he doesn't hold that there's a Drosh of Chalkeyu. So then Rava understood when it says in the Sefer that Chal Erev Pesach Liyos B'Erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, this that it was the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim was Nishcha B'Sheishu Mechza, it has to be that Sheishu Mechza is the Zman Midoy Raisa, that Ben Abayim Midoy Raisa is B'Sheishu Mechza and not B'Sheish. Because if not, why else was the Talmud Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza? This would appear to be the Machloikis between Rav and Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. That means, in essence, it's one machloikis. Rabbi Shmuel Belevi holds Shmoinu Mechza is the din d'oraisa. And it, because of the drosh of Chalkei Lubein Shnei Arovim. In the drosh, it's Muchach, that Erev means Sheish. I, the Sefer, says, when Erev Pesach is Chal b'Erev Shabbos, it's the Talmud is Nishcha b'Sheish u'Mechza. That's Vaita al Tzadin Chalkeyu. Rava argues, and he holds that Talmud Nishcha b'Shmoinu Mechza is not a Zman m'Deraisa. It's not a Zman m'Deraisa. There's no Chalkeyu. So therefore, when it says in the Sefer Chal Erev Pesach, Yis b'Erev Shabbos, Nishcha b'Sheish u'Mechza, it's Behechach that Sheish u'Mechza as opposed to Sheish, because Bein Abayim Tzilei Noita Midoraisa is from Sheish u'Mechza. When it's Nikr, Lakoil, that's when the Tzeil is Noita. That would be L'choir, the Pshat in the Gemara to explain both Machloiksim. Something very interesting to speak out here is that it would seem from Rashi and the Rach, that according to Rava, the Zman of Sheish u'Mechza is a Zman min ha-Torah, not mid Rabbanon. And that's how Rabbi Akiva Eger reads the Rashi, and he asks from over here in Gilgin Hashas from the Sugin Yuma, with some of words to the Rabbanon. But Akoponim, this would be a makor to the Shitas HaBach. The Bach in Simin Peites in Or Chaim is of the opinion that if one davens Shachris after Chatzois during the half hour from Sheish to Sheish u'Mechza, he's Yoitza Tefillah Shachris. And the Mishnah Brura in Simin Peites paskins that b'di'eved, that one who has davened after Chatzos during that half hour is Yoitze Yidei Chayvosa and doesn't daven over. And L'choyre, the Mekor of the Bach is L'choyre from the Gemara. Because according to Rava, Bein Ha'abayim is from Sheish u'Mechza as opposed to Sheish. Now, if Bein Ha'abayim is from Sheish u'Mechza, that means Boiker is up until Sheish u'Mechza. Not up until Sheish, but up until Sheish u'Mechza. So this would be a makor to the Bach. An interesting thing to note is that the Mishnah Brura over there in Simon Peites is Mitzayin to Rabbi Kiva Ege B'Shem the Tzlach, who says that one can be mispalel after Chatzos. So he's talking about someone who, for some reason, did not daven until he comes Chatzos. He hasn't still daven Shachris. So the Tzlach says he can be mispalel now with a Tanai, and he makes a Tanai as follows. If it's the Zman Mincha, this Shmoneh Esrei should be a Mincha. Now, if it's not the Zman Mincha, this Shmoneh Esrei should be a Tefillah Shachris. Then he should wait till after the Chotzi Shah, the half hour after Sheish, and he should daven again, b'tnai, that if the first Tefillah was Oyla for Mincha, then this should be, the Shmoneh Esrei that I'm davening now should be a Tashlumin of Shachris. And if the first Tefillah was a Shachris, was Oyla for Shachris, then the second tefillah that I'm davening now should be Oyla for Mincha. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes B'Shem the Tzlach. Which is interesting is that I really don't understand why he has to make a Tnai by the first Shmoneh Esrei. This person is now holding Iftar Chatzos before Sheish u'Mechza. So why does he have to make a Tanai that if it's a Zman Shachris, I should be Yotze with the Shachris, if it's a Zman Mincha, I should be Yotze Mincha. As long as he's Mechavin, that I'm davening a Shmoneh Esrei, if it's the Zman Shachris, automatically it should be Oyla for Shachris. If it's a Zman Mincha, then he should automatically be able for mincha. Why is it necessary for him to speak out this tnai that if it's a zman shachas, it should be for shachas, if it's a zman mincha, it should be for mincha? Why does he have to speak this out? Let him just daven with a kavona to be yoitza a tefillah. And automatically, if it's a zman shachas, then it's like for shachas, if it's mincha, mincha. This is not clear to me what the purpose of making this tnai by the first Shemoneh Esrei. The Braisa says, Ton Rabbanon, Ki siduroi b'choil, kach siduroi b'shabes, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Ki siduroi b'erev Pesach. Maiko Omar, and the Gemara goes on to explain that there are three Amoroyim that argue what the machloik is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is. Abaya says the machloik is when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, if it were, the Tomish of Ben Abayim was Nishchat B'Sheva U'mechza B'Korev B'Shmuel U'mechza, like it says in the Mishnah, that's Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, the Tom Shal Ben Arbaim was Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza V'Korei B'Shevu Mechza, like when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on to explain B'Maiko Miflugi, what's the Svaras HaMachloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? B'Musof and Koidmin L'Bozichin Ko Miflugi. Rabbi Shmuel Sova, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Musof and Koidmin L'Bozichin. Musofin preceded the Bozichin. That means on Shabbos, when they were Makriv, the Korban Musiv, they were also as well Makriv, the Bozichi, Levoin of Lechem Aponim. The din is that the Bozichi, Lechem Aponim have to be Korev after the Hakrovas HaMusofin. Interestingly, Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel Sova Musofin Koidmin L'Siluk Bozichin V'Aktoros. That means it's clear in Rashi that the Bozichin have to be brought after the Hakrovas HaMusafin, we're not referring just to the Haktoras HaBozichin, but we're referring also to the Siluk Bozichin. That corresponds to the Kmitza of a Mincha. So the Gemara explains, since Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that the Musafin Koidmin LeBozichin, and the Musafin was B'Sheish means after 5 hours have elapsed, B'Shah Shishis, Ubazichin b'sheva, Bazichin have to be brought after the Akrovas HaMusiv. Therefore, consequently, the Tomid Shel Bein HaBayim cannot be brought b'sheish u'mechza b'zmanoi, but it has to be postponed to b'sheva u'mechza. That's the Gemara says, v'ovelei l'tomid b'sheva u'mechza. Now, l'choyre, this Gemara is a raya l'dayti aklusha, that the din that Musafon B'Sheish is not just that Rashi's Lashon is Uchayu B'Sheish, it happened to have been, that's when they usually brought the Musiv. But it's a halacha that the Zman L'chatchila, to be Makriv the Musiv, is Dafga in the Shor Shishis and not before. Because if a Korban Musiv would be able to be brought before the Shor Shishis, then why does the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim have to be postponed to Sheva Umechza due to the fact that Musafin Koidmin LeBazichin? Why not be Makriv the Musif and the Bazichin before Shah Shishis? Be Makriv the Musif and Shah Arba, Shah Chamishis. And therefore, that would enable the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim to be Nishchat B'Sheish Umechza. The Gemara is saying, Abaye is saying that Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Musaf and Koidim al-Bazichin, therefore it follows that the Tomid Shel Bein Abaye must be brought B'Shevo Mechza, not before. Why does that follow? If Musaf and B'Sheish would not be a din, excluding before Shah Shishis, if Musaf and L'Chatchilu could be brought B'Shah Revis, B'Shah Chamishis, so why then do we have to postpone
the shechita and the akrobas atomid, shevu mechza, shmoinu mechza, be makriv the musaf before. So I would say this gemara would appear to be a raya that musafin b'sheish is a halacha, that that's its zman l'chatchila. Dahainu, even though the Mishnah tells us in Megillah Daf Chof Amud Beis that the zman hakrovas hamusaf b'di'eved is kosher kol hayom, from the start of the day until night. However, l'chatchila, there's a halacha, the zman l'chatchila of the korban musaf is dafke b'shor shishis and not before. As a result, on Shabbos, the Talmud Shalbeinu Abayim was not able to be nishchat before Sheva Umechtza. This would be a mekor to the way the Magen Avraham seems to learn pshat in Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. There's a very interesting Ramah in Orech Chaim Simin Reish Pei Aleph. The Ramah says, V'noyagim she'bishabbos me'achrin yoyse lovoy le'beis ha'knesses me'bichoyu. The minig is to be ma'acher on Shabbos from going to shul than during a regular weekday, says the Ramah, mishum because the betomid shol yomoy sachoyl nema baboike ve'etzel Shabbos nema uviyoyim ha'Shabbos demash me'ichor. Viyoyim ha'Shabbos implies ichor. This is the source of the minig to go to shul a little bit later on Shabbos. Now, the Magen Avraham has an arichos to explain that the Ramah means as follows. Since the Hakrovas HaMusav was Bishar Shishis, and Tfilois were on Niskan Keneged the Korbonois, that means Tfilos Musafin was Niskan Keneged, corresponding to the Hakrovas Korban Musav. Being that the Akrobas Korban Musaf L'chatchila was Korev Dafge B'Shor Shishis, but not before 5 hours have passed, therefore it's an inyan to the Davin Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos Dafge B'Shor Shishis. It would appear a little bit like the Chassidim. And since the Shachris is, the Tfilas Shachris is Davin Samoch Le Musaf, therefore it follows that the Shachris is davened a little bit later than during the week. That's the Magen Avraham. But however, he's going with this hanocha that Shor Shishis in the Gemara means it's a zman l'chatchila dafka Shor Shishis and not before. Now, it's a very shver that Tosfos Yeshanim I saw in Yuma Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis, who says mefurish that not like this. He says mefurish that the akrovas hakorban musaf, even lechatchila, was able to be brought before the Shor Shishis. How does it coincide with the Gemara? I don't know. The Gemara then brings Rava's explanation in the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rava explains the machloikis is Erev Pesach, Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tomish of Ben Abayim was Nishchat B'Shmoinu Mechza, was Koriv B'Tishu Mechza, Kisiduri B'Choil Da'alma, like the Tomish of Ben Abayim of a whole year round. Now the Gemara Rav explains, why is this so? L'choira, we should be makdim the Akrovas HaPesach, HaTomid, I'm sorry, due to the fact that there are a lot of Psachim to be brought. Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Shmuel holds Chayshina L'michme B'Sara, we're worried about the Basar spoiling. Since the Korban Pesach, there was Basar that had to be eaten, and the Hadachas Kervayim is not Doicha Shabbos, like Tosfos speaks out. We're afraid that the Basar will spoil, so we postpone the Hakrovas HaPesach to later, and Memela, the Hakrovas HaTomid was also later, B'Shmoinu Mechza, and now, the L'choira, the Bala Ma'or has a starker shayla on the sugya. The Bala Ma'or is, Chayshina L'michme B'sore is all the reason to be ma'acher the Hakrovas HaPesach. But why is that a reason to be ma'ached akrovas hatomid? Be makriv the tomid kedinei kizmanoi b'sheish u'mechza, should be nishchat b'sheish u'mechza, korev b'shev u'mechza, like it's din, elamai, chayshin alamichme b'sora. So what? That's a reason why to be ma'ached the korban Pesach, but that's not a reason to be ma'ached the korban tomid shalbeinu abayim. There's no problem of chayshin alamichma b'sar. You makta the whole, you makta everything. It's an oila. This is the question the Balamor asks. Why is chayshin alamichma b'sar a reason to postpone the hakrovas ha-tomid? That's only a reason to postpone the hakrovas ha-pesach. Now, l'chure, it's possible, this is what he means, b'chlal, his second teretz, but l'chore l'fi the cheshbin in Rashi, L'choy, we would have to make the cheshbin as follows. In the emesin, the tomid, the zman l'chatchila, zviza makdim l'mitzvahs, should be right by sheish u'mechza. That's the earliest zman. It could be nishchat. L'choy, every day, the tomid shel bein arba'in should be nishchat b'sheish u'mechza. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, because there were the nedarim and the davis that had to be brought, so we were ma'acher the hakrovas hatomid 2 hours later. Shabbos, even though they are known the dorim and the davis, were goyzer otu choyl. Erev Pesach, even though there's a gzeir otu choyl, Rashi speaks out. But since being that there are many psachim that have to be brought, b'kai gavna, in this instance, we wouldn't be goyzer and we would be makdim the tomid to sheishu mechza. Now, l'choira, Rabbi Shmuel holds that on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos v'choishish l'michme b'sora, so anyways, we can't be makdim the korban Pesach early, we have to wait till later. There are two gersois in Toisus, the top Toisus, either the korban v'pesach, the Asora umechza or betisha umechza. I see on the side it probably is Tully in the Rash Misiloi that we quoted before, that either the Rash Misiloi wants to say that the preparations for the Akhtar took an hour and the Akhtar also took an hour. That would explain the Girsa Basora umechza. But however, by Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, since Rabbi Shmuel's Chayish L'michme B'Sora, anyways, we can't be makdim the hakrovas ha-pesah. So anyways, we have to wait till the end of the day, either teishu mechza, whatever, asoru mechza, to be makdim the korban Pesach. So the tam of psochem merubim doesn't apply. Therefore, we have the gzeira of Shabbos otu choyl. We have the gzeira of Shabbos otu choyl that we're makdim the korban tomid later, b'shevu mechza. In other words, really, the tomid should be brought sheishu mechza b'shevu mechza. No, nedarim and nedarim. Shabbos is a gzeir. Erev Pesach, because of psachim erubim, we're not goyzer. But on Erev Pesach, shecholi is b'shabbos. We anyways were ma'achid akrovas ha-pesach, so we were back to the gzeir of Shabbos atu choyl. Being so, l'choira, that's why by Erev Pesach Shechol Yis B'Shabbos the Tomid Shel Bein Arba'in was Nishcha B'Shevo Mechza B'Korei B'Shmoinu Mechza. This is l'choira the Cheshbin, which would seem l'fi Rashi. The Bala Ma'or himself answers the Kasha in a different manner. He says, I'm quoting the Lashon. In answers the Balamor as follows. On the regilin leforesh, she'ein koyach lemnoya kol Yisrael la'achar hatomid, we don't have the power to withhold klal Yisrael from being makriv the Pesach after the tomid has been brought. She'atomid hu shehoye ma'akvon melishkoit es ha-Pesach. What's stopping people from being makriv the Pesach, I guess he means every Yid knows that the zman shchitas haPesach is after the akrovas haTomid. The kevin shenishchat haTomid, or you soimchim loy haPesach achrov mipnei haamoin harav. That means Klal Yisrael, Yidin, meiroiv lechura. This is the what he means between the lines. The slavos on erev Pesach, a Yid comes with his shepsel. He's mislive to bring the korban. We don't have the koyach to withhold Yidin from being makriv the korban Pesach once the korban tamid has been brought. Therefore, if we're going to bring the korban tamid shalbein abayim bizmanoi b'sheishu mechza b'shevu mechza, then we will have a problem holding back Yidin from being makriv the korban Pesach, and there'll be a chashash of the basar spoiling. Therefore, we delayed the hakrovas tamid shalbein abayim to a later hour. In teishu mechza. Therefore, Yidin know that until the korban tamid shalbein abayim is brought, there's no bringing of the korban Pesach, and therefore we don't have to worry about the basar spoiling. This is what the Baal HaMor answers on the kash. In regard to the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos on this klal that we have, that if you have a chance to see in the Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Simin Or Chaim Simin Tov Chov Ches, the Mechaber brings down already this klal from the Torah. Elu ayomim shein koivim behem hamoyadim lo yadu roish. That means Rosh Hashanah will not fall out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday, on a Friday. A whole klal. Lo yegeu yeme kippurim, lo zavad purim, lo badu pesach. And everything revolves around where we don't want three things that we don't want. The Be'er Halacha of Etz Chaim is Masber, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof tells us that we don't want Yom Kippur to come out on a Sunday or on a Friday, that there should be 2 days, consecutive days, that are Osir in all the Malachos. The Gemara brings a Tam over there, Yark and Masir. Also, we don't want that Hoshana Rabbah should fall out on Shabbos, because this way the Netilas Arava will not be Neskayim, because Netilas Arava is not Doich Shabbos. There's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. Did this klal apply when Bezdin was Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah? Rashi says it didn't apply. Tosfos says, "Dibur Maskul Keilu." Tosfos says over here, "Afagav the Hoyu Mekashen Al Bi Al Ri'i Oyu Nisalon Shalay Yavoyu Trei Shavi Bahadod Badi Adodi." The question is, late I heard the Chazon Ish. I think it's in Siman Kof Chav Dalid. The Chazon Ish already asked the kasha. What's the problem of having different days coming loy badu Pesach? What's the problem? We have a half a year. The main problem is, our main concern is, that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, and Hoshana Rabbah shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos. But we could change the days of the Chodesh, you know, in the time when Bezdin was Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, they were allowed to be Ma'aber or be, you know, according to the cheshbon that should come out, that there won't be 2 consecutive days of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, one after the other, or the Hoshana Rabbah shouldn't fall out on Shabbos. Why? They could change it and, you know, make sure that there won't be this problem. So it's a little bit hard to understand why Tosfos holds Bizman Shoyu Mekach and Al Pi Re'iyah. We were concerned about Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, being the first day of Pesach. This is already for a different time to discuss this. The Braisa says at the bottom of Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanon, Minayin Shelo Yehei Dova Koidim Letomid Shel Shachar, Tamaloim ba'orech aleha oila, mai tamuda omer rabah oila oila rishayna. Uminayin shein dava korev achat tomer shal bein arbayim, tamaloim ba'hikte alecha v'yashlomim, mai tamuda, the Gemara brings a drasha, some soif, hashlomim aleha hashlim kolakabon is kulon, that's rabah. Now, just, it's kedai to focus for, we have another few minutes, to focus over here on a very yesoidistic machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, what's this din of ha'oila oila rishayna? Is Rashi says, dibra masru minayin. Minayin shelo yeidova niktar b'marocha. Mishenelcha shachris koidem letomir shel shachar. Rashi in several places, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi at the beginning of Parsha Sav, there's a Rashi Yoshon, it's in Sugrayim, in brackets, but Rashi there and in other places as well, Rashi is madgish, stresses, marocha. The din of lo yedova koidem letomir shel shachar has to do with the marocha. In fact, the Lashon Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel, and there's a Meforesh in Tomid, if it's Chof Hei or Chof Ches, I don't recall, but the Meforesh says a Lashon, B'marocha Zu, says the Meforesh in Meseches Tomid. Rabbi Yosheber, Zichroina Levrocha, used to be Medayik, that a Moyudika thing, the Rashi is Mashma, the Meforish and Rashi in Yuma as well as Mashma, that the problem, that means the concern about a korban being korev before the Talmud Shel Shachar, is not that there's a halacha in Hilchis Kedima that the oila, loilas haTalmud Shel Shachar has to be first and other korbanos have to follow. Like the Mishnah tells us in Zvachim, Daf Peites Amid Aleph, or Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveroi Koidem Lechaveroi. The underlying nature of the halacha is completely different. The underlying nature of the halacha is that the Tomid Shel Shachar needs a new marocha. Marocha meaning an arrangement of Eitzim that on which the Korbin was Korev. Rashi on Chav Zayin Omid Beis in Meseches Yuma brings this drasha of Ha'oil Oil Rishayna, and Rashi clearly states that it's a halacha that the Tomid Shel Shachar needs a marocha chadosha. Because of this, if a different korban will be brought before the Oil HaTomid Shel Shachar, memela the marocha, we can't render a marocha chadosha. It was already a marocha that was used. This arrangement of eitzim were used. These eitzim were used for a different korban. The marocha can't be rendered a marocha chadosha, but a marocha, it's already a marocha yeshana. Since the Talmud Shel Shachar is matzrich, since that's the halacha, that a Tomid Shel Shachar must have, al koponim l'chatchila, a marocha chadosha, therefore it follows that a different korban can't be brought on the marocha before the Tomid Shel Shachar. Because if a different korban will be brought on the Tomid Shel Shachar, before the Tomid Shel Shachar, the marocha won't be considered anymore a marocha chadosha. Since this is the Yesod Adin, this is really the how we would categorize the halacha of Oila Oila Rishayna L'shitas Rashi. Therefore, it follows that if Lu Yitzuya, we would take a different marocha at Mareches Eitzim, a different marocha on the Mizbeach, and be makter a different korban l'chayru, there shouldn't be a problem. The main concern is that the Talmud Shel Shachar requires a marocha chadosha, and therefore it follows that a different korban can't be brought on the marocha, thereby rendering the marocha a marocha yishon and a marocha chadosha. This is Shitas Rashi. Rabbi Yosheber wanted to say lefizeh, besides that it comes out a nafkamina that a different marocha won't be a problem, like we just said, but this halacha is a halacha luchure only in regard to Aktara. If this is the concern of a different carbon being brought before the Tomid Shel Shachar, luchure, this should only be a reason why a different carbon can't be hooked out on the marocha before the Tomid Shel Shachar. But this shouldn't be a reason why a different carbon can't be nishchat, or can't be, the dam can't be nizrak before the hakrov of Tomid Shel Shachar. It's the dogish over here is the marocha, and that's what Rashi means, minayin shel yedover nikta b'marocha mishener cheshachris, koidum l'tomid shel shachar. Toisis, however, is muchach in over dibra maschul ha'oilo. Toisis is muchach. Toisis understood that the underlying nature of the halacha is completely different. It's a halacha of kedima like other kedimas. There's a din that the oila has to be the first carbon that's brought. Therefore, it doesn't necessarily have to mean dafka haktara. It's very possible that even shchit or zrika of a different carbon would be a violation of this halacha of oila rishayna. Another interesting nekuda, which would be an afgemina between Rashi and Tosfos, would be if a different carbon is brought before the oilas Tomid Shel Shachar, is that a reason to render the other carbon pasul? Could we say that a carbon that was brought before Tomid Shel Shachar is pasul because of this? Or there is no logical reason to render a carbon pasul because of the fact that it was brought before the Tomid Shel Shachar? So l'chura, this is a very big nafkamina here. According to the way Rashi understands the halacha of Oilo Oilo Rishayna, that it's a halacha in the Tomid Shel Shachar requiring a marocha chadasha for its aktoris eivorim, that's all a reason why a different carbon can't be brought. That's a reason mitzad the tomid, but there's no reason to say that because of this the other carbon is going to be pasul. The whole concern is the tomid, the requirement of the tomid shel shachar, but that there's no reason why a different carbon should be pasul if it was brought before the tomid shel shachar. Tosfos asks. At the end of this Tosfos asks, the Gemara, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Beis, Shlom Sheshachtan Koidim Sichas Darsus Eichel Psulin, Shenema, Beshachtu Pesach Oyel Moyed, Bizman Shein Psuchim, Veloy Bizman Shein Uulin. Tosfos asks, why do we have to come on to a new Paslos when the Shlomim was Nishchat before the Psichas Darsus Eichel? Mechura, Koidim Sichas Darsus Eichel, would Pashtus mean before the doors of the Heichel were opened up and the Tomid Shel Shachar was not yet brought? So asks Tosfos, typically we don't need a new Gzeiros HaKosov telling us that it's possible, should be possible mitzad this Gzeiros HaKosov hava oilo oilo rishayna. L'choyu, this is all shver Tosfos l'shitasam, that Tosfos understands this halacha of oilo oilo rishayna, that it's a din that in the other korbanos being brought before the Tomid Shel Shachar. But the way Rashi understands that it's a din in the Tomid Shel Shachar requiring a marocha chadasha, l'chayr, there's no reason to assume that the other korbanos, there's no reason to say that the other korbanos are going to be pasul because they were brought before the Tomid Shel Shachar. We'll have to see, Mitzvah Hashem, on the next blot, we'll discuss Bli Neder Barchova, that the Ramban seems to be a Shita Shlishis in this discussion. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kedai to see it inside, in Mitzvahs, Sheshochach HaRambam L'das HaRamban, L'mnoise Mitzvah, Yud Aleph, we'll have to maybe be Marchiv then about this new Shita HaRamban.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.